Before he left Washington for his vacation in Texas, President Bush had his annual physical exam. Weekend Edition essayist Alfred Lubrano is impressed with the president's fitness for office.
Liberals may carp that the president has a hard heart, but no one can quibble with its efficiency. The thing's a Swiss clock, a slow-talking metronome, a humming Texas motor that could very well rank George W. Bush among the world's fittest people, in as good or better shape as most professional basketball players, college football players, and Major League Baseball players. That's the interpretation of some fitness experts who were wowed by one startling piece of data released by the White House after Bush's recent medical checkup. The man's resting heart rate is 43 beats per minute. So, while Heart Week Vice President Dick Cheney and the rest of us are left to curse our butchers and our chromosomes, George Bush Jr. is living an uber-healthy life with a steady, unhurried pulse. He has the numbers of a triathlete or a rower or a mountain climber, said cardiologist John Cantwell, who was chief medical officer of the 1996 Summer Olympics. Plus, at 118 over 74, he has the blood pressure of a teenager. By the way, many NBA players' resting heart rates are 50 beats per minute, while the average person's is 70. It is no small irony that the leader of the world's most self-indulgent, obese nation is a wiry six-footer in super shape. But that's good news for financial markets around the world, whose solvencies are tied to the ticker in the Oval Office. This all means, of course, that if Bush is ultimately denied his dream of drilling for oil in Alaska, he might get upset, but his heart probably won't sputter. To what does the president owe his great numbers? True, he has exercised faithfully for decades, but like a lot of what Bush has, much of his health was a gift from Daddy and Grandpa, another dollop of good fortune served up by that generous family silver spoon. To a large extent, aerobic fitness is genetically determined, doctors say. A couple of physicians worried that Bush's resting rate might actually be too low. But such a malady, known as bradycardia, is indicated by weakness and fainting attacks, symptoms the president hasn't displayed. It could be handy having a chief executive who could kick some international butt, should he ever be called on to do so. Besides, it's all good role model stuff. Every mother wants her son to be president, said Stephen Hess of the Brookings Institution. Maybe every mother should also want him to be a slim, healthy president, too.
Alfred Lubrano is a columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer.